Welcome to the O Woman Podcast, where we discuss so many things related to women's sexuality, bodies, thoughts, and lives. We'll talk about everything from our relationships to our orgasms to our children and our ovaries, and we'll share outstanding experiences and ordinary ones. I'm Emma, and a big open welcome to you. Thanks for joining me for the show today. This is episode 90 of the O Woman Podcast, and today I wanted to talk about something that not everybody always wants to talk about. Pregnancy, but not just all the different exciting steps of pregnancy, but pregnancy options. So what to do? This is particularly a thing when you accidentally get pregnant. Without any judgment, I just wanted to share options that are available to you, in case you're going through this situation in your life right now and you need just some compact information in one place to kind of remind you of your options so that you can make the best decision for yourself. That's always what it's about, is what is going to work for you and your life, because having a child will change your whole life, in good ways and, you know, depending on, you know, your personal feelings, maybe in a way that isn't good for you right now. So I just wanted to kind of talk about some options, that I know about for being pregnant. So perhaps you got pregnant accidentally, or you got pregnant expecting maybe you would, but now you're kind of freaked out about it. You don't really know what to do. It's really normal to be freaked out about it when you first find out whether you were planning it or not, because it's such a big step in your life that you're going to undertake if you choose to have the baby. So the two big real options, not the two big real options, but the two distinctions when you're thinking about if you want to have the baby or not, is, am I going to birth the child or am I not? That's kind of to do it or not to do it. That's kind of the first big question you kind of need to talk to yourself about and talk to your partner about. So first I'm going to talk about the choices related to choosing to birth the child. Now, there's a lot of reasons you might make this decision. You might make it based on your own emotional feelings about terminating pregnancy. You might make it based on religious or cultural beliefs. You might make it based on just your own personal feelings about what is best. So the first option, if you choose to birth the child, is that you would keep it and raise it. When you choose to make that decision, you always have to keep in mind that it's going to change your life. It's going to change your money situation. It's going to change your relationships. And you're going to need extra support, even if you don't expect it. Probably extra support emotionally coping with this pregnancy. That's a big surprise. Support logistically, like making sure you are feeding yourself the right way and you're taking care of yourself prenatally. So it's a really smart thing to, once you know you're pregnant, to really kind of start thinking about your options early on, so that if you do choose to keep your baby, you're going to make sure that it's as healthy as possible. So that you're going to really commit to whatever your decision is, so that you're making the best choice for yourself and you can start to emotionally cope with whatever it is that you need to do. When you're making this kind of decision, it's up to you. It is up to you. I just want to stress that. It's not up to me. It's not up to your mom. It's not up to anybody. It's up to you. And to some extent, your partner that you're speaking to about this. But it's ultimately up to you. So having a baby can change your life in ways that are going to be overall positive for you. Or maybe you're thinking it'll be in overall negative ways. So make the decision based on what is best for you and what you know is best for the baby too. So do you feel like it would be a great idea for you to have the baby, but not for you to raise it? You know, or to have it and raise it, or not to have it? You know, there's all these different options. So keep those in mind when you're deciding. Another option, which falls under choosing to birth the child, is choosing to give the child up for adoption. I know multiple women that have adopted their children, and they are so grateful that the babies were able to be adopted. They're so grateful for having that experience and having that chance to be able to raise a child if maybe they are wanting to adopt just because they want to take in a child that might need a family, or maybe because they're having issues getting pregnant, or both of those reasons, or they're choosing to have a baby or adopt a child when they're single and they're on their own because they want to be a mother and a parent, but they don't have a partner at the time. You know, there's lots of reasons why someone would want to adopt. Or, you know, same-sex couples adopting, two women or two men adopting a child. The important thing is that they have a happy, healthy home, and you can find that in so many places in the world. So that's something to think about. The thing about adoption is there's a couple different kinds of adoption, based on my understanding of it. But both kinds are going to allow a capable person that you've decided you trust, or that you trust someone to make that decision for you, who's going to be able to raise your children. So there's two basic kinds of adoptions. There's an open adoption and there's a closed adoption. The open adoption is some form of contact with the birth parent, which would be you, and between the birth parent and the adopted parent and the child. So, and how open it is can vary depending on the desires of both sets of parents, you know. So the adopted parents might want to just communicate via email and update you and say, oh, the baby's healthy. Or they might want you to come visit once a year, or they might want to hear your input, or they might want to send you pictures. You know, that's something that you might want to talk about in advance. Maybe you want to be involved, maybe you don't. But it's nice to lay all that kind of stuff down, you know, early on. And oftentimes if you go through an adoption agency, there's a lot of talk about this during the process, so you should be able to have time to discuss it. And then a closed adoption is that all the information about you, about the adopted parents and the baby, are not searchable by either party. So you wouldn't be able to somehow find through the adoption agency the name, you know, of the person who adopted your baby, that kind of thing, unless everyone was giving consent. Now some non-identifying information can be given to each other. Like, for example, you might want to give the adopted parents your medical history, just so that as they're raising the baby, they know kind of what to deal with. Do you have a history of diabetes in your family? You know, that kind of thing. Or maybe you want to share your religious background, if that's something that's important to you, so that the child, when it grows up, knows what sort of family it, you know, what sort of parents birthed it, like what their life was like, their past, you know, their history. It's just nice to know those things. Okay, so those are some of the options related to having the child and what you might want to do. Perhaps you want to raise it on your own. Perhaps you want to allow someone to adopt it. Perhaps you want to have your sister raise your child. You know, there's a lot of different options. There's a lot of new options that are coming up and in the world of adoption and choosing to raise children, raising them kind of in group families, or raising them by yourself, or raising them, you know, with your sister. Maybe she's raising a child too. So there's a lot of options. So don't, you know, skip over that. Think about it. Think about all things. So the other option, would be choosing not to birth the child. And in that case, that means an abortion. So, just to give you a fact to kind of put things in perspective, I know a lot of people think really negatively about abortions. I do not. I think a woman should be able to choose. It's her body. It's her life. I personally believe that if a child doesn't make it into the world because of an abortion, there's some sort of universal reason for that, and the energy that is that child is going to make it in some form. It's not like you snub out all life in that way. I don't believe that personally, but that's my personal belief. So I believe that you should be supported if you make this kind of decision. And of course, it's hard, just like choosing to keep a child would be hard. But just to keep things in perspective, 1/5 of pregnancies worldwide end in abortion, which I didn't know. I didn't realize the number was that high. And it's different in different countries. Some countries, it's a lot more acceptable to have multiple abortions. Sometimes that's the best option because birth control is too expensive. It really just depends. So before you make judgments on other people, you really have to know what the circumstances are and what things are like. And since, luckily still, abortion is legal in the U.S., you have this option open to you. I hope that it is always legal, because with it being legal, it's going to be more safe for women, because time and time again, we've been able to see that women still try to have abortions done to them or do it themselves if it's not legal or if it's not acceptable in certain places, and then they can get hurt and die, which they do not deserve. That is not some sort of, like, karmic punishment for trying to not have a baby. That isn't fair. So just talking a little bit about abortions, I don't know lots and lots of information, but what I did look up, I wanted to share just so that you have kind of a working knowledge of it. If this is something you're thinking of as you go in to speak with the doctor, you'll have just a little bit of understanding. Now, of course, just a reminder, I'm not a medical doctor. I don't really know anything about this on a biological, sense, but I just know a little bit about what I've read. So I wanted to offer some thoughts. It looks like to me there's two sorts of abortions. And they're called two different things. One is called medical, and one is called a surgical abortion. So the medical abortion is usually done in the first trimester, which means around the first 3 months, or 12 weeks approximately. And usually that is done via taking a pill or heavy dose of hormones that they prescribe you so that your body naturally aborts the fetus that's inside. And it can be really crampy, it can be really painful, but it doesn't require a surgery, which is nice. It's having an intense period, kind of. And, I mean, more complicated than that, of course. And then your body will take a little bit to heal, and then there you go. And then the other option is, it's, called a surgical abortion. And this can be done in the first trimester also, but it also can be done in the second trimester. And it looks like to me the medical abortion can't be done in the second trimester because there's too many complications. Already things have started to change in your body and it's not a good idea to try to do that with pills and hormones and things. So anesthesia is usually involved or almost always involved, and one of the techniques is a vacuum extraction, which sounds really sketchy and strange, but what it is they go in, and they usually go in through the cervix, and sometimes they'll dilate the cervix, sometimes they won't. It seems like try to dilate it to get it, everything to open up a little bit. And they will, you know, remove all, you know, fetus related material inside, and then there you go. That's that. I think this probably takes a little bit more time for recovery. There's definitely pain in both situations, but nothing your body can't handle if it's something you choose to do. And then another thing that isn't really common anymore, but I wanted to mention it because it's been around in history, is certain cultures have used herbs to try to bring on an abortion or a miscarriage, especially in the cases where they thought women weren't healthy enough to carry the baby or things like that. And that might be something you're thinking of too. Am I healthy enough? Is my body going to give all the nutrients to this baby that I think it can? You know, that's another question you might ask yourself. But that's one thing. Is another thing, is that is prescribing herbs and that kind of thing. That's not something, you know, you can do on your own, of course. And I don't know how many people really still practice that in the U.S. today, but those are some options when you're thinking about going ahead or not with the pregnancy that you might be presented with right now. The biggest thing, though, I've already said it a couple times, is this is your decision. This is your life that's going to change one way or the other, and it's completely your decision. No one else can tell you what to do. It's your job and your responsibility to look up everything you can look up, make sure you're making the right choice for yourself. It's going to be hard, but you're a strong person and you're going to be able to do it and make the right decision as long as you're listening to yourself. Just make sure you're being safe about whatever option you're choosing. If you're choosing to go ahead and have the baby, make sure you're being safe about taking care of your body and taking care of the baby's body. If you're choosing to not have the baby, having an abortion, make sure that you're being safe about where you go. Make sure you go to a place that you know is safe, like a real doctor's office that's going to really take care of you, not a sketchy place just because you think it might be more under the radar. It's your life. Take care of it and make the decision that works for you. So I hope this little bit of information was valuable for you if you're thinking about this right now. And if you're going through this experience right now and you're having a tough time, I don't know you personally, but my heart is there with you, and I'm rooting for you. You'll make the right decision, whatever you choose. Just take your time and think through it. Thanks so much for listening, as always, to the O Woman podcast. I love talking with you guys, especially about some of the issues that are harder to talk about, like today's topic about do you have the baby, do you not? Make sure you check out O Woman podcast on Facebook. Go to iTunes, subscribe. Please rate the episodes. That'd be great. And you can check out the website too, owomanpodcast.com. You can email me, Emma@owomanpodcast, with questions or comments or criticisms or whatever you have to say, anything. I would like this to be a conversation. So as always, thanks, and I'll talk to you next time. Bye.